Each year on the Cape Hatteras National Seashore, female sea turtles return to the beaches where they were born to lay the next generation. This summer, researchers found a healthy number of sea turtle nests, a good thing since the turtles are a threatened species. Park rangers are using electronic sensors to monitor the nests, and they hope their measurements will let them predict exactly when these sea turtles will hatch, something that would be of great benefit to the local community. From our tech partner IEEE Spectrum, David Schneider reports.
This is Turtle Patrol. Every morning we go out.
Last year was a record year for nests at Cape Hatteras, but there's a pretty good chance of finding a nest this morning. Maybe today will be the day.
National Park Service employees are at it again, trying to figure out a way to keep sea turtle hatchlings safe and keep beaches open to the public. Wildlife biologist Britta Musnicks takes me to a nest and shows me a ping pong ball-like sensor package that contains an accelerometer. It can detect motion and sense which way is up, just like the one in your smartphone.
As the hatchlings are moving around in the nest, it will cause some shifting of the sand and shifting of the eggs as well inside the nest, and hopefully this device will pick up on that movement.
Musnicks and her colleagues put these sensors in turtle nests for a very practical reason. The idea came from Eric Kaplan, a retired software entrepreneur who lives nearby and who recently founded the Hatteras Island Ocean Center. Kaplan explains the basic problem.
When a turtle nest is found, they excavate the nest, inventory the eggs. They then mark off the nest with about a 30-foot square enclosure to keep people from walking on it, dogs from digging in it, etc.
That small protected zone is no big deal. But 7 to 8 weeks later, as hatching time approaches, the Park Service expands the buffer zone considerably, often closing off the beach from dune to water's edge.
So once you get one of these expanded buffers, it means that it's very often impassable for vehicle traffic.
Wait, people are driving on the beach?
Here on Cape Hatteras, driving on the beach is fairly popular. Some of the best fishing grounds on the whole East Coast are on Cape Hatteras, and you can't really get to them very easily by foot.
But isn't the beach opened up within a few days after the little turtles emerge?
Not all turtle nests are fertile. The Park Service has to leave the expanded buffers up for as much as 90 days into the gestation period. So if the buffer went up at day 50 and it comes down at day 90, that's almost 6 weeks where you could have a lack of access to significant parts of the beach.
To get a sense of what those closures mean to area fishermen, I went to the beach and asked one.
So, how long have you been fishing around here?
35 years.
These wildlife closures, have they affected you at all?
Yes, sir, right there at the point, Cape Hatteras. Can't go out there unless you're a turtle. It's really hurt the locals here. They depend on the people coming here. The fishermen come all the time to spend money. So they really lost a lot of their income, and it's hurt them a lot. You see that. You see the businesses closing all up and down. These people are just having really hard times, and they don't make a whole lot to start with.
The economic pressures are so severe, they've pitted local businesses against environmentalists. Kaplan hopes to ease those tensions. If the sensors can tell park rangers exactly when the turtle nests will hatch, the beach could be closed for just hours or days, not weeks.
Assuming that we're right and we're measuring enough, then yeah, by the end of the summer, we could be predicting nest hatchings. Absolutely.
If those predictions prove reliable, they could help keep beaches open for fishing and recreation all the longer. That would give a much-needed boost to the local economy, and without risk to any turtles. For Here and Now, I'm David Schneider on Hatteras Island in North Carolina.
David comes to us from our tech partner, IEEE Spectrum. He'll return to Cape Hatteras in early fall to let us know whether this high-tech approach to wildlife management succeeds.
And Sasha, he had a reaction there when he said driving on the beach. Uh-huh. It occurs there are other parts of the East Coast that are gridlocked because of so many cars driving on the beach.
It's true.
I'm wondering if it's happening on the West Coast as well. Weigh in with this story. What do you think about sudden influx, so many cars on the beach? Let us know at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.